connect to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a sad event in Syria. A hospital was bombed, the Syrian American Medical Society Hospital. Seven people were killed, many more wounded, 15 wounded. One of the killed was a 12-year-old orphan who showed up just for his vaccine shot. The bombing took place from regime-friendly forces, the Syrian Air Force, advised by the Russians. What's happening over in Syria, and here's the intent of this bombing, what's happening over in Syria is that Iran has allied itself with Assad, president of Syria, and Russia has allied itself with Iran and Assad. The United States has supported people resisting the Assad regime who are not extremists, not ISIS, they're just regular Syrians. But it's a religious conflict. Iran is Shiite, Assad is an Alawite, which is somewhat affiliated with the Shiites against Sunni Muslims. There are 90% of the Muslims in the world are Sunnis, 10% are Shiites. And the Sunnis kill Shiites, they kill them in Pakistan. Occasionally Saudi Arabia will just grab a Shiite cleric and execute them for the heck of it. So what happened was Russia was behind this bombing because they are their advisors, their suppliers, and they're in on every bombing if it's a humanitarian target. And this hospital was designated a humanitarian target. It has to be cleared with the Ruskies. Now, why would the Ruskies agree to Syrian pilots bombing a hospital? And the reason is the name of the hospital is the Syrian American Medical Society Hospital. See, none of those people over there care in a communist or jihadist country care about life. They don't care about human beings. Their ideology is that a human being is subordinate to the state or to religious authorities. The only ideology in the world, in the history of the world, that recognizes the dignity of the individual, even against the power of the state, is Western liberal democracy, which is based on the Judeo-Christian tradition. And as a result, everybody always criticizes the West for its failings, what it doesn't do, no matter how hard it tries. And it's done some things that are bad. There's no question. It's about time, though, to stand up for our tradition. It's about time to flat out say that when the Ruskies and the Syrian government decide to pick on a hospital that's been designated a humanitarian target and kill a 12-year-old orphan, parents were already killed, who's there to get his vaccine shot and wound 15 others. It's time to say that that is inhumane, that their ideologies are inhumane. The communism and the jihad instinct to forcibly convert or exterminate other populations is inhumane. We're not going to put up with it. We're not going to put up with it in this country. We're not going to put up with it over there. But that's what happened, and it's going to continue to happen. Oddly enough, the only people who put in, besides the United States and Europe, who put in an objection were the Turks, because the Turks are a Sunni country, and they hate Assad, and they are helping the opposition. We at one time were allied with them in that. And then Trump chickened out. Erdogan of Turkey called him up in a golf cart. He was out in a golf cart, probably with Wormwood, with Lindsey Graham. Erdogan says, listen, we want to go after the Kurds. And now instead of Trump saying, they're our allies, they're the ones that captured 10,000 ISIS people. They had over 9,000 in casualties. They're doing the heavy lifting over there. Yes, but they are not ethnically Turks, and they are not true Sunni Muslims, so we want to exterminate them. Oh, okay. okay, I think I need a seven iron. Okay. That's what happened. That's literally what happened. Not in those words, but that's what happened. Joe Biden is trying to dig out from tremendous damage being done by Donald Trump, who's betrayed our allies, betrayed Ukraine to the Ruskies, betrayed the Kurds to the Turks, betrayed, frankly, NATO and the EU to the Ruskies. There he says, oh, Matt, you're old-fashioned talking about the Ruskies. No, I'm not old-fashioned. Let me tell you something. Very few people probably who are listening to this, some will, were alive during the Second World War. I was not during the Second World War. And everybody goes, oh, well, you know, the Russians were on our side. The Russians were not on our side. Initially, they entered into a pact with Hitler to divide up Poland and Eastern Europe. And they went in and they fought alongside German Nazi forces. And the only thing that changed that is when Hitler stabbed them and invaded Russia because he didn't believe they were the master race. And then they go, boy, we sure would like some help from the United States. And tactically, Roosevelt gave them help to do a pincer movement against the Nazis. And they come at it and they go, oh, we were on your side in the Second World War. Well, no, they were not on our side in the Second World War. They opposed us. They would have killed American soldiers. They themselves got stabbed and begged for help. So you got to understand this. You know, when people in the authoritarian left in this country keep attacking the United States on all sorts of issues, you look around the world, the reason you are doing it is because we have the highest of standards. And when we fall short, we very properly are called out on it. But where are your words for Russia? Where are your words for China, North Korea, all of the jihadist countries? Where are your words? I'm tired of hearing your words unless you have a feeling for history. Okay. We're going to go to the U.S. Senate. And I'm a Democrat. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party for two terms. But two of our senators who, you know, vote with us took a position with which I disagree. One of them is Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. The other is Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. I like Tammy Duckworth. I mean, Tammy Duckworth lost her legs in combat in Iraq. Enormous respect for her. A veteran, wounded veteran, the best. But out of the blue, both of them gave an ultimatum since rescinded to Joe Biden that said, until he starts appointing more high-level people of Asian descent in his administration, they will not vote to affirm anybody. That's wrong. They should not have done that. They can certainly meet with Joe and point out this one or that one who is highly qualified and should be appointed, and they'd be successful too. But you don't get up there in a 50-50 Senate and have two of the most liberal senators, because remember, you already have issues with Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, and say, if you don't pick the race of what I want, I'm not going to vote to confirm highly qualified people of a different race in your administration. That is wrong. I'm tired of the identity politics in the Democratic Party. That is wrong. This perpetual sense of victimhood. There is a terrible scourge right now of anti-Asian violence. The party speaks out strongly against it. It was sparked by Donald Trump and the Republicans, who racialized politics and introduced violence to politics in 2016. That has got to be addressed. But the way to address it is not to have two senators, Hirono and Duckworth. Hirono was born in Japan. She's moved to Hawaii, became a citizen, is now a senator, lecturing Joe Biden on what races they want appointed to his administration. We can simply not have that. And so to their credit, they withdrew it, at least Duckworth did. I don't know if Hirono did, after Biden, as a face saver, said he would appoint a senior Asian American Pacific Islander AAPI liaison. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. I was listening to what you just had to say, and indirectly, this speaks to what you were talking about. You know how often I've said that about we got to do something about terrorism in our country. Well, I think I've got a concept, but I want to run it by you. I think a bill should be introduced that says no party will have an insurrection or terrorist attack if they lose the election. And I guarantee you the Republican Party will go bonkers on that bill. And it will expose them for what they are. Yes, we have a right as citizens to protect our country from being overthrown. But there's a big difference when the vote comes out and the Supreme Court said it was legal and states say it was legal and every judge in the world told Ron Johnson this was legal. He still ignored it and created this terrorist attack or fueled it. So moving forward, if we make that an issue this year, and I know the citizens of America are going to sign on to that heavily. They don't want that ever to happen again. There's nobody really that, well, even the Republicans, if they're blunt honest, they don't want it to happen again. So let's write a bill to just say, you do that and your party loses its charter.
I think that's brilliant. And you know something? Obviously, the Republicans will fight it, but they'll look like idiots fighting it because a lot of people don't pay attention to issues the way you do and I do, Bill. And they'll go, oh, that seems reasonable. Yeah, insurrection. And they try to overthrow the government. That sounds like something foreign. We don't want that. And then suddenly they turn around. The Republicans are opposed to it. It's brilliant. No, it's absolutely terrific. It's I think, you know, we have got to, in terms of how we deal with them, be a little smarter, more aggressive than we have with the Republicans. I mean, I know what they'd do if the shoe was on the other foot. But with us, they had a mob that killed an officer, gouged out an eye, stabbed the guy, hit two of them over the head, beat the living daylights out of them. And everybody's going, oh, yeah, well, it was a riot. No. You've hit the nail on the head, Bill. Many, many thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.